Endoscopic risk characteristics for cancer in Helicobacter pylori gastritis in pediatrics and association with family history. Introduction. In Asian countries, Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori, infection is considered a risk factor for progression to gastric cancer in children. In the West, there is no consensus and a tendency toward non-eradication. Objective: to identify endoscopic risk characteristics for cancer in Helicobacter pylori-inducible gastritis in pediatrics and their association with family history. Materials and method: comparative, non-randomized, prospective, cross-sectional study, January 2020 March 2025. Variables: age, sex, endoscopic findings, Kyoto classification, and gastritis severity. Group A: presence of family history of H. pylori gastritis or gastric cancer. Group B: absence. Results: 225 patients. Group A: 85, 37.78%, 8.61 years plus or minus 3.45, range 2 to 16, female 56.47%, H. pylori gastritis in mother 43/85, 50.59%, and maternal grandmother 23/85, 27.06%, gastric cancer in grandparents 5/85, 5.88%. Group B, 140, 62.22%, 8.78 years plus or minus 3.59, range 2 to 15, female 51.43%. Moderate gastritis was predominant in both groups A and B, 54.11% and 55%. Severity of gastritis and history, p equals 0.1184. Kyoto score, group A, less than or equal to 2 in 47.06% and 2 to 3 in 42.35% indicating HP infection, greater than or equal to 4 was found in 10.59% indicating risk of gastric cancer. Group B, less than or equal to 2 and 2 to 3 points recorded in 62.14% and 37.86% respectively. A difference between groups P equals 0.0000. The risk of progression to gastric cancer was higher in group A with the presence of intestinal metaplasia, p equals 0.0237, thickened folds, p equals 0.0039, and severe redness, p equals 0.0012, compared to group B there were no differences between groups, gastric atrophy, p equals 0.7167, and nodularity, p equals 0.9777. Conclusions. Endoscopic risk lesions in children and adolescents were associated with a family history of chronic H. pylori gastritis or gastric cancer. The Kyoto classification was useful. There is a need to prioritize eradication and a follow-up program.